Killer Tofu.
Dynamite!
Gerald loses his tonsils in the game.
Oh, Gerald loses his virginity. That's
the tonsil episode. Wait, do you remember the Moonlight Bay?
That's the tonsils.
Fuck's sake. All right, shut the fuck up. Here we go.
We should have
three
episodes before we did.
Killer Tofu.
Moonlight. All right,
this is just being overtaken already real early on. But welcome, fellow children of the 90s. The quintessential...
Moonlight.
You know, I'm not winning this battle. I'm not winning this battle.
Oh, shit, what up?
That's what's happening right now. Okay, welcome, fellow children of the 90s. IU.
Is that a 90s movie, Children of the Corn?
Killer Tofu. Welcome to the quintessential 90s podcast for all things Good Burger, Surge, Lunchables, and the like. I'm your host, Graham Wheeler. I feel like I've said I have a doozy for you, but... this is next level doozy shit right now. I'm in the basement of an old pal right now. What is it? Daniel...
Schmegma?
Daniel Schmegma Kirk. We are broadcasting to you live from the basement of a classic Northern New Jersey basement right now. That was a straight-on coof right there.
My apologies, Graham.
Got a couple buds in the room. Got a couple bros, couple dude bro chills. Gentlemen, can we stop burping for 1 second?
That was a fart.
Okay, and introduce yourselves if you wouldn't fucking mind.
Sure. My name's Dan Kirk.
Corey Offsey.
And Will Mink.
5'9", 160.
Jesus fucking Christ. Anything a little more than just your name would
well,
be...
Well, I thought I was going to wait to see what these guys did.
Yeah, good call, Will.
Yeah, you know,
good call. All right. So that's my fault. I'll back it up.
I feel like...
Hey, shut the fuck up for 1 second. Here we go. What I would like to know, really, early on, when I have new guests on the podcast, I want to know your name, what you're all about, and your 90s background, whatever that means to you.
Okay.
Upbringing, where you grew up, etc., etc., etc. Now talk.
All right, this is Dan Kirk. This is my basement. So pretty much the entire podcast, whatever we're about to talk about, has taken place in my basement. So I literally grew up watching TV in this basement. That's all I need to
during
say.
During the 90s.
Yeah, this is 90s, 2000, 2010. It's like, my life is here.
Exists. Where we sit.
You are witnessing creation.
You're a bang on this couch?
Maybe.
Bang and drag, baby. All
right.
Mazel tov.
Corey.
Right. Mazel tov. Corey Offsey, 5'9".
160?
About a buck 60.
Buck 6.
Aquarius. Born February 1990, so I missed about a month of the 90s. Don't spoil
great
it
year.
For me.
Can you throw your
social? I missed six,
can you throw your
so it's whatever.
Number in there,
yeah,
for the listeners?
About 222-888-4455.
There's only two digits in the middle, so they know.
No,
there's three. You idiot.
No, there's two.
I got two in my.
Oh
yeah,
shit.
I definitely have two.
Can we restart the pod? Can we just like restart the pod?
No.
Favorite hey Arnold
Graham
character.
The way this
no, no, we're ruining the ruin spot.
No. Will.
Will Mink. From Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Born March 1990. So think we all
missed
it
2 months.
We missed
February 90.
Yeah, well, what the fuck you
February
know?
90 was pretty
yeah, it was
good.
A shitty month.
February 1990 was
it's
probably
weird Jewish kid.
Wait, if we're going
around
the horn right now, is this a straight 90 crew right here?
Mm-mm. 89.
I'm sorry.
Kirky's 89.
We have one imposter.
So you actually lived through all the 90s.
What was January about?
Well, that's a weird technicality I never thought about before.
I don't like it.
Technically, I am a 90s kid.
But,
imposter, yeah.
No, you were born in the 89.
Yeah.
For the listener. We've been in a
anyway.
Pool today, and Kirk has some hiked up bathing suit shorts.
Kind of weird.
I feel like we should take a retake.
Absolutely not. This is just what's happening right now.
You're not the fucking dude that's calling the shots here.
My nuts are on the mic, though.
Graham, let's get it rolling, man.
Nuts on the mic. Kirk's calling the roll call. Guys.
I'm Dan Kirk. We're in my basement. Born 1989. October 16th.
Jesus.
Seeing over to you, Corey.
Well, hold on. Well, we kind of started off with the whole Moonlight Bay.
On Moonlight Bay.
Little fun fact over here that I just pulled up was that Gerald's voice actor, Jameel Walker-Smith, was actually going through puberty during that episode, and they kind of just rolled right through it.
Which Wait, I'm sorry, guys, for the listeners, what are we fucking talking about right now? What's on the mind? What are we getting into on this episode? Hey, Arnold! I need to bring this up real quick. The intro, we're talking about Hey Arnold today.
Oh, Arnold!
Thought we were doing On Moonlight Bay just for the eighth time already.
On Moonlight Bay.
I don't like that.
Yo, Gel gets the motherfucker's tonsils out. He drops like from a falsetto motherfucker to a like.
For the record,
old man river.
River.
Can anybody sing back the outro of Hey Arnold to me right now?
What's the outro? What does the outro mean?
The end credits.
Yeah, but I
does anybody know the music off the top of your head? Wait, because I do, and if you don't, I'm about to blow.
At the end of the episode is what you're asking.
Well, the credits are
episode
rolling.
Has ended.
Credits are rolling.
Credits are rolling. It is like a random, you know what it looks like. It's yellow lettering on. And it's light blue.
Light blue with a city kind of in the background.
Yep, with a dark blue.
Yes. Yeah, no, I can imagine.
I'm struggling. I'm struggling.
It's a very kind of melancholy kind of.
It's jazzy. Yes. Is what it is.
Can you give me one note? Two notes.
Like something like that.
Starts over. Okay, just me in case anybody's wondering. Sweet jazz outro. I had the thought earlier today. I'm gonna make that my text ringtone at some point.
Your ring back tone.
No, some just text.
Now dialing Graham Wheeler. I'd
be so happy, dude.
Yeah, that would make me really happy. So Kirk, I know you came in hot, wanting to get a little chatsky about Hey Arnold today.
Oh, I'm a big Hey Arnold fan.
I go into these episodes wanting to know what your background with Hey Arnold exactly is. Like first memories, sort of first takes, what comes to mind?
So that's an interesting question because I feel like Hey Arnold literally is my childhood. So I would say Rugrats was my...
This is a 90s podcast, so I'm going to need you to expand.
Yeah, so right now I'm 26, so I was born in 1989. I would say Rugrats was before I moved to Kinnelon, so that was before second grade. I moved to Kinnelon. Hey Arnold is third grade.
First step.
Where'd you make from?
Serious
West person. Milford, the MILF.
Ugh.
Third grade to I don't even know, maybe seventh grade? I don't know how long Harold ran, but my...
It didn't run that long.
Yes, it did.
To seventh grade? No.
You don't think Harold ran 4 years?
That's 2003?
Dude, you know how many characters are
Harold? Do it, Corey.
Let's look it up.
Do it, Corey.
Let's look it up.
We went from a podcast that... Hey Arnold! Hated research to one that lives on it.
So I would say Hey Arnold took place during the... I was Hey Arnold's age when it was happening.
I felt that way about... Arthur.
Hold on, apparently season 5 lasted from 2001 to 2004.
Yeah.
So that's 7th grade.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I was Hey Arnold's age when I was in that realm.
Yep.
So I was literally just like those white suburban kid in Killalea, New Jersey. And I always thought like Hanel's dope, dude. Hanel lives in New York City or
with
Brooklyn.
The fucking skylight.
Dude!
I always wanted to go
bedroom! That fucking bedroom!
Are we always gonna,
come on! Let's jump right into the bedroom. Right into the bedroom!
Wait, hold on. Fucking Murphy bed?
Outside the bedroom, where do you think that they live? Where would you picture
Brooklyn,
that?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, 100%.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's gotta be Brooklyn.
Look it up. Wow. Where's PS-118?
It's gotta be Brooklyn.
Look that up.
No, it doesn't matter.
Where's PS-118?
Public school 118. Where that?
Wow, where that?
PS-118.
Dude, he has to live in Brooklyn.
It has to be Brooklyn.
But let's just talk about his bedroom first and foremost.
Kirk, thank you for the background. Bedroom, E-Lab.
So, if you haven't seen the show, and if you haven't, you should probably just log off right now. I feel like when you think about Arnold's bedroom, there's three things that come to mind. Mm-hmm. First, the skylight.
The skylight is
multidimensional. All-encompassing.
It's octagon-analogist.
Yes. You know Grandma and Grandpa would have had that room in real life.
Yeah.
Why didn't they get that room?
Why didn't they claim that bedroom?
Because, you know what? If you remember, it's the attic. He has to pull down the stairs.
It comes out of the wall.
Dude, he's like the anti-Harry Potter.
Murphy couch. His bed is not Murphy. His bed.
Strokes his beard and he's like, oh, it's a couch, though.
It's a Murphy couch. That's point number two.
So it looks like there might be a PS-118 in at least the Bronx and Brooklyn and possibly Queens.
God, dude, don't come up with this facts.
I don't.
That's
hate
disappointing.
It.
All right, so
all right, let's
you,
not talk about
what's
that.
What's your third point in the bedroom then?
It's a
wait, did
block.
We mention two already?
It's a lot.
I thought
Queens gets some
skylight.
Skylight. Two is the Murphy couch.
Three,
the fact he's in the attic above all these
He's got a pole down. Dude, yeah, he does.
I don't want to really segue, but
Kirk, is your list most badass parts of the bedroom or most memorable
most
parts of the bedroom?
Both.
Okay.
Are they not the two best
parts? No, there's a difference.
I have a most memorable that is probably
alarm
left
clock.
Off.
Alarm clock.
Alarm clock.
It has hey, sure. Arnold on his...
Yeah,
Arnold
is...
His mouth is like two tambourines.
Yeah.
Like, it's not tambourines, it's hi-hats, but they're just his mouth going together as such. So, Skylight.
So, Arnold lives in the attic.
Yeah. Confirmed.
He crawls out of his window and he's at this like water tank.
Probably hot
there.
As shit in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a typical Bronx.
Probably cold as shit
Brooklyn,
in the winter.
Queens.
I mean, here's my issue, guys. Hey Arnold is too dense. Do we want to jump into the boarding housemates? Do we want to jump into his friends?
What do we need?
I need to cover my bases first.
Sure.
Graham needs Corey to introduce himself.
Corey, I need you to.
Corey's 160.
Corey, I need you to tell me
background.
What your relationship to Hey Arnold is, if any at all, what comes to mind?
Shout out to Greg Zimmerman's birthday back in the day.
Please.
We went to go see Harriet the Spy in movie theaters.
Oh, dude, great movie.
And there was
Michelle Trachtenberg.
Wow. That was
girl.
A Nickelodeon
Ooh,
movie.
Yes, you're okay.
The splat is just...
Oh
yeah,
my God.
That's a one. Yeah,
Nickelodeon splat all over the
if
place.
If you ever had that on VHS, it came in an orange tape.
Yes.
Oh, I don't doubt
yep.
it.
Yep.
Wow.
Anyway, preview and one of the nice, click together white cases with the
the
artwork on the outside. Yeah, not one of
the even if you rented from Blockbuster. Even if you rented from Blockbuster, it's coming in
that.
Yeah, that's
fuck that cardboard. Mm-hmm.
You're not
shit.
Finding that in Redbox.
No, fuck
no.
No.
It was not.
Preview
was not.
To Harriet the Spy.
Hey was the Hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold.
Oh my God, you're right.
A little short episode?
Yeah. A little short episode.
Oh my God, you're right. I know what it is.
Go on.
They're playing fucking stickball.
Oh!
Is that it?
It was the don't hit me, I'll hit me.
That's a first episode!
Yes!
Yes!
Arnold goes crazy because he has to fight
in 24 minutes!
But he like goes crazy.
Yeah,
he like, don't hit me, I'll hit me.
He sounds like Little Richard.
What?
Yep.
Which
we
going
just watched
on
a video.
That was
of.
My first experience. We did just watch a Little Richard video.
What is going
Little
on?
Little Richard
there?
And James Brown. But that was my first experience with Hey Arnold.
Really?
And I was like, what am I?
Were you in the theater?
I was in the theater.
Same.
Yep.
That is my first experience.
Really?
So
where's
that?
It's like, what is
this.
That cartoon?
I'm going to watch it.
What
so
is that?
Arnold, who is that head? Who's
Arnold,
that?
Arnold, was that one? Arnold was new? Like, his intro to a ton of kids was a little short in front of that movie?
He was the new kid.
Really?
He was like the, right? He was like
the
new kid?
He was the new kid on the block.
And that was Nickelodeon's like, we're
we
introducing
we
this.
He might have even said, here we go, here we go.
It's a direct quote, but you said it.
Okay, and Will?
So
give me some Harold intro.
I fucking love this show, but when I think of it, I think of something very specifically.
Really?
My friend Zach, it was third grade. His parents were out to dinner or something, so he was over my house.
Risque.
He was over my house.
Third grade, we're like 98,
99. Yeah, yep, I'm probably spring 99.
Yeah.
Because we were playing outside.
For sure.
I think we had,
for sure.
I remember.
We were in Jackets? 99? Oh, we were outside that year.
I remember saying spring 99.
It was an Indian summer.
Probably the end of the school year. We were playing GoldenEye.
Okay, all right, it's a good reference.
Because, like, my parents were watching Zach while his parents were out.
Total cheat codes.
Okay.
Playing GoldenEye, went outside of the swing set, and I was like, it's 8 o'clock. Oh, shit, we should probably go watch Harold because it comes on 8 o'clock, so Wednesdays or whatever. I just remember, like, being like, fuck yeah, it's Arnold time. Like, mm-hmm. I do that shit with shows now, and I was doing that third grade, like, Arnold's on.
Yes, exactly.
Watch this.
It was like so, a time of day, it's part. Over.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah.
That was my thing That was my thing with Pokemon. It was like, as soon as Animaniacs were over.
Oh my god.
It was
can
like.
Can we do this, an Animaniacs episode after this one?
Yes.
Please.
When
we're playing our
goodness. Yes.
Just Animaniacs intros alone and all the cultural references.
Let's not get
into this. There's a lot going on. A lot of adult references.
But yeah, so I just, for some reason, like, remember that day and being like, it's 8 o'clock. We should probably go watch Hey Arnold, because that's what you do at 8 o'clock.
That's
like,
what you fucking do.
Yeah, that's what you fucking do.
That's what you do.
I don't even remember what time it was on.
Yeah, it might have been reruns.
Why
did I see so much of Hey Arnold?
Yeah. I've seen it all.
Yeah. It must have been it must have been post-
syndicated. That's what it was.
Totally.
Syndication.
Yeah.
No breathing.
I think it's all coming together here. Jesus Christ. We're going to crack some more beers, but we're going to take a quick break here. Stick with us on the other side of this break.
After these messages?
Sure.
We'll be right back. Throw a 90s thing.
The boarding situation, we want to talk about his friends.
Yeah. We're talk day? Can we talk about the snow day episode?
Yeah.
Dude, I have so many episodes.
Snow.
I thought we started on a good point there. Killer awesome. Tofu, we're back here.
Oh, shit, back.
In
oh,
he's Daniel pulling, Kirk's. Yeah, that's what we do on Shibloy.
Motherfucker.
Should
we get more beers?
Yeah, grab more beers.
Yeah, let's go grab. Corey's going to grab more beers.
I'm going to grab more beers.
Shit, what up?
Kirk, you started with a good, like, kind of starting point there. Like, his bedroom is quintessential, I think, mm-hmm. to the entire series.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I think one thing comes to mind for me when I started watching this, like what Corey said, I really, like, caught it at its true beginning. It was just, like, one of those podcasts. Podcast.
Yeah,
Jesus.
It's a good podcast.
Television episodes that I caught from, like, the true beginning. So I saw, like...
Get the crisp ones.
The first episode, which... Does anybody, like, know what this is?
Yeah, it's what we were talking about before. It's when
is
he has to fight
episode?
Helga. The first episode is when he has to fight Helga, and he's like, don't hit me! I'll hit me!
Is that really the
first episode? Absolutely! I will put my dick on the line!
All right.
I'll put my dip on the chop and blah.
Okay, Google. What is the first episode of Hey Arnold ever? Here we go.
Oh, shit.
List of Hey Arnold episodes.
If that's not first, what is?
Yeah, what?
I know what the first episode is.
Tell us. Tell us before you look at it.
Oh, I'm sorry. So my thought of what the first episode is... Oh, fuck. I'm thinking...
He's thinking wrong, guys.
While we're thinking wrong,
as he's thinking,
can we break into some pizza slices right now?
Yes.
Well, you have to go get them though. They're right underneath.
Yes. Oh my god!
Put them on the bottom level of the coffee table.
Pizza magically appears underneath the table from which we are podcasting.
Forgot about that.
Just splitting up
wait,
the
Graham,
pepperoni.
Wait,
hold on. Graham's buying himself some time to think about this episode.
Yeah.
I know what the episode is. Right, I just could be wrong.
I think
the first episode is when Arnold and Gerald are trying to get to this Oh, I can't be right.
You're talking about People Downtown Sure Are Nice.
I am talking about that episode. Straw
with the fucking banana suit.
With the banana suit. No. And the strawberry. I can't. I can't. I couldn't, you know, even tell you what I thought the first episode. I can't be right there.
I love that episode.
Because you need some character context as to why they fucking give a fuck.
That's a good point.
About Helga giving, or their, anything giving a shit. Okay, so I asked Google. All right, here we go. Series overview, episodes.
I would say it's a crazy one.
Yeah, I'm 100% sure. I'm, like, literally no doubt in my mind.
Really?
Boop, boop, yeah. Boop, 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 title, Arnold. Original air date, July 10th, 1996. Parentheses, in theaters, close parentheses.
Oh!
Fucking Corey.
Wow.
Fucking nailed it. That is, holy, that is it.
Shnikes. Hold on. Thank you, Greg Zimmerman.
So it's
number in series, 1. Number in season, 1. Title, quotation marks, Downtown as Fruits, / Eugene's Bike.
No way.
Hold my dick.
That's wrong.
People Downtown, no, sure are nice.
That's it. That's episode 1.
No way.
That's it. There's I can't believe that.
No, you're wrong.
Downtown as Fruits. Arnold and Gerald are cast as Fruits in the high school play directed by Helga, but when she doesn't treat them with the respect they deserve, they skip out on the play and take a bus ride downtown.
I remember the episode. There's dudes dressed like that. Robbers.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Remember that? Mm-hmm.
They toss the suits. Wait, so they just ditched
they toss the money
they
bag.
Just ditched the play.
Yeah.
And they just like ball out?
They ditch school a lot.
They fucking ball
There's
out.
There's one where they go to the amusement park. They go to the baseball game. What was the baseball player? Grandpa gives them like
Wolfgang?
$50. No. The baseball player is a combination of two real baseball players.
Oh, like Babe Ruth and somebody else.
Fuck.
Dino Spumoni?
No, I wish.
Dino Spumoni's a singer.
I fucking love Dino Spumoni.
Hold.
That's a whole another ball game.
Wait. It's fucking Mickey Kaline.
Yeah, Mickey Kaline!
Yes!
Awesome. And he's got a hot dog stand that looks like a dugout.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. That was real.
Shit, what?
Mickey Kaline.
I also completely forgot that each episode was broken up into two episodes.
Me too.
Because episode 1, season 1, is Downtown as Fruits, part 1. Part 2, Downtown Eugene's Bike.
Eugene's Bike is a classic.
I forgot about Eugene. What's your name?
How was that episode 1?
I forgot about Eugene. That's when Eugene keeps having... Well, he always has bad luck.
Arnold accidentally destroys Eugene's brand new bike, so he tries to make it up to Eugene by taking him out for a day of fun, but clumsy Eugene keeps getting an accident.
Yeah, breaks everything.
Yeah,
he puts the fucking cards into
the manhole.
They go to the amusement park, and he's
how
like...
How is that episode 1?
Yeah.
I don't know how that was episode 1.
You need so much character context to just...
No, that's the context, because he's clumsy as shit.
We're kids,
that's just Eugene.
You just throw it out there, and like, oh, I guess it makes sense, and then they run a whole series out of that.
Jesus Christ.
Eugene's
okay.
He's a shit.
So now that Corey and I have proven all of you dickholes wrong.
No, Corey was right wrong. You and Will.
Yeah, but he knew.
No,
Corey
knew OG before OG was OG.
Wait, hold on. So that first theater premiere was like the premiere?
That is episode 1,
That's
shot
awesome.
1, storyboard 1.
But episode 1, season 1, was the fruit episode and Eugene...
Yeah, Spike.
Part
so
2,
you knew
Eugene's a clumsy, dumb.
We talked about what aired before the show, which was Don't Hit Me, I'll Hit Me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what actually aired episode 1 was the fruit.
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'll
they're on the bus
credit.
Going downtown.
I'll give everyone credit for that.
Yeah, everybody kind of was right.
Mm-hmm.
Arnold was the raspberry, or the strawberry, or
strawberry.
The banana?
Gerald was
the
banana.
Gerald was
the
hair.
His hair fixed.
Yeah.
The hair.
No.
Couldn't fit in a bit of strawberry.
What?
No, Arnold was the banana.
Really?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah,
Arnold's
you're
the
right.
banana.
Right. Hold on, they need to recast that. That's totally wrong.
For what it's worth, when I get a haircut like I have on the top of my hair head ball right now, Allie says that I look like Gerald from Hey Arnold.
Shut the fuck up.
And I say,
shut
Allie,
the fuck up.
She said it,
thank you.
It is not
literally over 10 times in 6 years. I'm like, Allie, every time I say, Allie, do you know who Gerald from Hey Arnold is? She says, yes.
If anything, you look like Stinky.
Yeah. Fuck you, man! No!
No!
Like, legit!
Because he had the wavy hair!
Legit ass! Legit!
Yahoo soda!
I don't understand! Just fucking chew the pizza!
Just drink it!
Sure, our interesting weather we got this year! When he's grown the pumpkin ass.
Can we talk about...
Is that the episode where he's, like, on the billboard?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Yahoo said
yeah.
it.
Yahoo. Yeah. He lived in a shack between big
He
buildings.
Did. Yep. There's like, a handful of episodes in that house.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
dedicated
big time.
Dedicated to Stinky.
All right, while we're on the topic of episodes...
We need to focus.
I feel like I have a good grip on what my favorite episode is.
Favorite?
Potential, maybe, and why, but I want to know what comes to mind for all you guys. Mm. Oh, God.
That's so tough.
I know.
I literally have so many.
So I won't even break it down to favorite, but what is like the... I almost said Doug.
I got three.
Jesus Christ. What is the Hey Arnold episode that is like...
Quintessential.
Yes.
We're going to do rounds, start in.
We're going to overlap. But
we are. Oh, we're definitely going to overlap.
I got one.
But we're going to.
Go for it.
One's when they go... I have two as well. They go to the play where they see Carmen... And they're all in the play, and there's like so many songs like "With My Golden Magic Slingshot," and then like the dude comes up,
Harold is a clown.
My name's yes. Don Arnold. Arnold. I have a caramel. Bum, would you like some pants?
I forgot about that one.
He comes from France. Yeah, it's so good. Another great episode for me, though, like this is top notch, is when they make a baseball field out of the empty lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
So fucking good.
So good.
But there's so many.
So fucking dude, good.
Wait, does Big you're, Bob try
that's
to take
not,
that lot away?
That's not, for, that's not that's one episode. Episode.
Yeah,
I think there's
not, no, they do it a lot.
There's like a
they play
that's
their
like
often.
That's like a problem I think they have for like a, that's not one that you think that's one episode?
Yeah, there's one episode specifically where they the empty lot they remake. Dude, there's so
that.
Many.
No, I know what you're talking
I literally
about.
Have
I know
so
what,
many episodes
yes.
like, on the top of my mind. All right,
mind. Corey, go.
There's two that jump to mind in particular. One, I think I reference either if I actually say it or just think about it all the time, is when Dino Spumoni and his partner, I can't think of what his name is off the top of my head.
Wait, what?
They split.
He's a singer.
They
He's
split, singer, and right. one of them has, like, the perfect music, and the lyrics are terrible.
Shit,
And
yeah.
the opposite is, like, the perfect lyrics, but the music is god-awful.
You remember
and,
this?
And it reminds me of Simon and Garfunkel all the time, except I think that Simon, like, Paul Simon is, like, brilliant in terms of music and lyrics. And just kills it no matter what he does. Mm-hmm. And Art Garfunkel is like this ugly dude that stands in the background.
But kinda... crushes the melody.
No, it doesn't even.
Hello,
he's just standing there.
My
he's
old like, friend!
He's like, you know what? Paul Simon wrote this for me. I'm going to play it anyway and just hope that people like, notice me.
Yeah.
That's one that jumps
Is
off.
That when Dino's living in the house?
Is that what
yes,
he fake
yes.
His
no,
house?
You're right.
Does
yeah.
he fake his death?
He's living in no. Arnold's apartment complex.
Exactly.
Right. Because he fakes his death, right?
I can't
Jesus.
Remember, but it's
I, think,
is in death. I think he fakes his death because he lives
so
in
he like
mansion.
Escapes
we're
from
gonna, we're gonna,
and then
yeah.
he lives in
we're gonna have
place.
To get into
yes.
the tenants next round.
Yeah,
I think
tenants.
I think that might be
you know what the fucking question will. You know that's coming up.
The other one is the Weez and Ed episode.
Yes, yes, dude, exactly.
Wait,
remember,
what do they go to hell?
No, they go to like the island. They go to like the island.
Oh, fuck yes!
And they like go into the cave, and then they're
yes.
eating like jelly beans. But Harold is eating all the jelly
yes,
beans.
Yes. Oh my
and shout
god!
Shout out! Hold on. Got to add one more in there. Harold's bar mitzvah.
I was about to say the ham.
Yep.
The ham.
Harold's bar mitzvah. That, and Gerald's
He's
got
like,
the yarmulke all the top
yes.
of his abdomen.
It's
sorry.
Just like
it's a
rolled up condom on top of his like erect hair.
Yeah, you
like,
know what? I got to throw that in for third. I'm sorry, I'm getting greedy, but
no, please.
No, I got nah, dude. There's too many colors.
Holy
colors
shit!
Mine now.
What do you got? What do you got, Will? What do you got,
the
Will?
One that comes to me, I always think there's the snow day episode.
Yeah, fuck you.
I hate the snow. Let me tell you,
I hate
the best thing.
The mailman.
So it's I love how they're like. The fucking, like, I'm going to put this, if you were watching, you could see that I'm doing it. I'm going to put it in air quotes. It's not quite a montage.
For the listener,
quote,
air
unquote,
quotes were given.
It's not quite a montage, but it's kind of like an intro showing a bunch of things that are happening at once before they get to the main thing. And it's like, the music in this episode was fucking perfect. It like
and the outro, probably.
It fit, yes, but like, when the snow happened, and it was very, I'm going to say... In my head, I might be wrong, but I remember the music being great. Remember the ice cavern from Zelda, from Ocarina of Time?
Of fucking course I do.
This music in my head is very similar to that. Anyway, like, the music was great, and they had, like, this intro to the snow day, and there's, like, kids skating down the street, because, and it pans the kids throwing snowballs,
dude,
making snowmen, and then it gets into, like, what's going on.
That's because...
And it was so good! And then Grandpa gets the hose out and fucking freezes the street.
He takes a fire hydrant and is like, oh, fuck this.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Oh, dude, it's so good.
That was way deeper than any of ours.
And they flash back. They flash back to Grandpa's childhood during a snow day, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
and
right.
There's some, like... kind of deeper shit going on.
Grandpa's fucked, dude.
Grandpa's fucked. Well,
yeah, there's a lot of fucked shit.
We're gonna get into the people that live in the building.
I gotta bring it up right now.
I wanna talk about Grandpa.
I wanna talk about the Batakis.
You're not bringing it up right now. Because I got a couple episodes I'd like to reference.
Can I just throw in my other one?
Yes.
The fucking flood.
Wow, the flood is insane.
And they're all in PS-118 on the roof. Yeah. The water is like 30 feet deep.
I only remember I remember them stuck in the classroom.
The greenhouse or something.
I remember them stuck in the classroom.
In the classroom, but then at the end of the episode, they end up on the roof of the fucking school. Yeah.
It's like,
for some reason,
it's
like
five New York City
high.
Is true story. Sandy is times it? Like oh, a no, billion.
Get the fuck out of here.
So what happens in that? I forget.
I
like,
don't. I'm gonna. I'm, no,
I don't.
I'm gonna fucking say
no.
I'm going to guess, Grandma. And or Grandpa.
Yeah, they risk
come they come in a boat! They come in a boat!
Come in a boat!
They come in a boat and they save all the kids. That's what happens.
Of course they do. Of course they fucking do.
I like how Corey pops the tab right in front of the mic.
I asked for it.
The listeners need
I didn't
to know.
Do it myself, but I asked for it. So two episodes I'd like for you, Jens, to remember.
I know.
The Pigeon Man.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, 100%.
Oh, Pigeon so Man. Good. That's a very one-on-one episode, but that sticks with me. That's like an Arnold befriends... Mm-hmm. Sort of like a weirdo, that kind of like...
He lives on the roof.
I'm yep, he lives on like...
But he has a little shack, right?
Mm-hmm. He has a little
kind
shack.
Kind of a Mike Tyson thing.
Where does he live in that episode? I'm not really sure.
It's a coop.
Yeah.
That's one of the weirder episodes. Mm-hmm.
It's very weird. It's like a one-on-one sort of thing, but he like flies off at the end.
If I recall, he has the tipless gloves on. He's got a trench coat.
Very
he's got
a trench homeless
coat.
Looking.
Yeah.
And they carry him off on the trench coat.
Yep. The physical pigeons are just like,
it's almost like a mix of that crazy lady from
Home Alone
2.
Yeah.
And the pigeon guy.
Yeah.
And Will Ferrell from The Producers. Have you seen that?
No.
Watch The Producers.
That's kind of how I feel.
The movie.
Yeah, the movie.
He's
a pigeon man in the remake.
I should see that. There's a lot of roof scenes I feel like I saw in that movie. The second one, you might not reckon, if you do, Godspeed, but, so apparently, the thing that comes to mind is, like, Harold is, like, legitimate, so Harold is, like,
he gets a job at the butcher.
He's the fuck boy of this whole show. He's, like, he's just, like, the fat fuck that's just, like, messes everything. He's, like, the badass that just, like, he's the bad student, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But he, like, legitimately gets kicked out of school. Mm-hmm. And he's, like, really upset about it, and he's trying to, like, find his way back into school, and all of a sudden this episode turns into, like, Wile E. Coyote, like, people are trying to slingshot him back into the school.
What? This is not
It is an episode.
I don't remember this.
Like, there's, like, slingshots set up on, like, bridges, and they're trying to shoot him back into the school.
I don't remember this.
And he's, like...
Bullshit.
Yeah, so that's, like, a whole thing. That's a thing. It might be the same or a different episode.
No, I know what he's talking about. So
Harold's like really bad.
Harold gets like suspended.
He
from
gets
school.
Suspended. Yeah.
And they're like, you can't go to school. And he's like, but I want to go to school.
And his parents are like normal fucking people.
Yeah, they're
so they're like,
Jews.
Yo, literally, Harold, you're fat. You're not stupid and dumb. Like what's going So, like, so part of it...
He is stupid.
Again, I'm saying gut There's reaction. It might be the same or a different episode, but they take, like, the cats or something, and his test grades and Helga's test grades get mixed up. And so Harold thinks he's, like, this fucking math whiz. So he's like, I'm gonna build a gazebo. And so, like, the whole episode is, like, him talking with his parents about how he's super smart, and he starts wearing, like, button-down shirts, and he's gonna build a gazebo.
Almost like no, never mind. Keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't... That's, like, gut reaction that comes to mind. Obviously, the listener is probably super upset because no one mention Stoop Kid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. But that's the gimme.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now we can... And then we're...
There's so many episodes.
Then we get into
so
Monkey
many.
Man.
That's the gimme.
Man, you know, like, there's a lot. There's a lot to get into.
That's the gimme of it all. I feel like we have a lot of unanswered questions, though.
Let's go to the phones.
I feel like we're going to go to the phones right now. Just kidding. We don't go to the phones in this show. We do go to the beers.
We don't even have phones.
Yeah.
I got a phone.
I don't know what a phone is, but if you stick with us through the other end of this break, then we'll tell you what a phone is. So, Killer Tofu, see you on the other side. But here we go. But here we go.
Up. Helga's
Big Bob,
mom,
though?
Helga's mom is on
Big
my...
Bob's beepers.
Bob, though. Dude. Can we talk about Big Bob, though?
Helga's mom is straight up, like, addicted to Xanax. Olga? And it's like, the mom's just like...
She really is.
What's going on,
honey.
Helga?
Can we talk about Olga?
Olga's a banging at hoe.
Killer Tofu, we're back. We're back in hot with Olga is a banging ass hoe.
Let's just talk about Kirk's how, basement. Like, Dyfus probably should have been in there. Getting Helga up in the fucking...
There are so many episodes in Helga's apartment.
Yeah. And it's all
in his
head.
And it's bad.
First off, she's...
Do you remember, like, Olga's running, like, eye makeup?
Yeah, she's constantly crying.
Constantly.
Yeah,
what's going...
That's her dad is, misogynist. His mom is depressed. And also...
His
Helga,
mom!
Helga has nightmares and she sleepwalks because she eats Borger on the night.
Am I wrong?
None of these are exaggerations.
You're right.
You realize
very accurate.
The monkey
bite.
Wait,
I just gotta throw this question out there, right?
The monkey bite.
We found out. Let me throw this out here.
Yeah.
We found out in the beginning of this podcast. Corey looked it up when the last season was. It was 2004, right?
Okay. I'm fair living with that. This being a '90s podcast,
because
here we go.
I just want to say one thing.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Cell phones were fairly prominent in 2004. What was Big Bob selling at the end of the series?
Beepers, yo.
Beeper. No, nobody's using beepers in 2004, dude.
Dude,
he's struggling.
All right, that's
the man's pissed. The man's
family went downhill. That's what I wanted.
The man's pissed,
and they were already pretty much towards the bottom of the hill.
So let's open this up.
You don't know shit about hills.
Let's not get into that.
That's too meta. Wasn't
hill,
hill
meta, etc.
Well, hill.
So I really feel like amongst all of, and I don't even say this generally. Hey Arnold gave a lot of really good character context.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really in depth. Like they dedicated episodes to like. People that you
let's
at
talk
one
about
moment.
Mr. Wynn.
Yes. What the fuck?
Was that his last name? Did I get it right?
Yeah.
Is it?
It was. Vietnam.
There was a Vietnam episode.
Like, that dude lost his daughter.
Yeah.
You don't put that in cartoons today.
No. That's my thing. Like,
there are a lot of really serious episodes.
There's a lot of serious episodes. There's a lot of serious questions.
Oscar learns to read. Oscar's illiterate, yo.
We can only assume Oscar was a defective communist. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
He was illiterate.
Hold on. Carrie and I were talking about this last night, and she was like, okay. So
last night?
Yeah. We were talking about Arnold.
Oh, my God.
We were talking about Hey Arnold last night. And she was talking about him being, like, some, like, yeah, like communist defector, and I was like, no, he was, like,
illiterate.
Like, somewhere in, like, Eastern Europe.
For the listener, Oscar, short guy.
Red hair.
Hammer, balding, hair
no,
on the
no,
side.
No.
Oscar is like the Ukrainian.
He had a wife. He had a wife.
He
I'm
didn't
sorry.
Get along
who's
all the time?
Who was the
Ernie.
Short Ernie?
I think
thank you.
Oh, Ernie. Yeah.
He was a destruction
on,
guy.
Man.
Yeah.
He was a short like Danny DeVito guy.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
No,
okay.
Oscar was the like Eastern European. Eastern European.
I think you're right.
What is going on, man?
Hello,
I don't know. Maybe he sounds like that.
When he he was illiterate.
Yeah, he's you know there was an episode where he couldn't read.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it ends up.
What was the book that he read? Like the
I don't know.
Probably Cat in the Hat.
No, it's not
no,
Bunny.
We're gonna have to blur.
That's mature.
Okay, women's tennis again. Wimbledon final. All I'm right, just
so
trying
let's
to
go
pull
on,
up
let's
what
go on about. We're talking about.
This is what Oscar sounds like.
Talk about the house. One book.
Who wants to read Pet the Kitty?
Pet the Kitty,
kitty,
that's it.
Kitty, kitty, do you want to pet the kitty? Yes, I want to pet the kitty. Pet, pet, pet. Look, everybody, I'm petting the kitty.
Okay, so fair to say he can't read.
So that's Oscar. Right? And his wife. So that's a weird. That's a weird dynamic because usually you got the American guy with the Eastern European wife. So,
but I think what you break it down to is like Arnold's building was full of like misfits.
It was a boarding. I always thought it was complete. A boarding home.
It is
a boarding home.
Yeah.
So the grandparents just like ran that shit,
I'm not
right?
Sure what a boarding home even really is.
Likewise,
Sunset Arms.
They legit just have. It's an apartment building. Right?
What?
Right.
Corey, what is this?
Well, it's called Sunset Arms.
Sunset Arms is the name of the boarding
home. That's a great name.
That the grandparents ran?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sunset Arms.
Can we?
So it is a boarding home.
Can we skip around on characters?
I would have had.
Guys,
I'm on to the next character.
I thought it was a apartment building. I did not realize that it was a boarding home.
I want to talk about Mr. Smith.
You're going to need to break this down for the listener right now.
Not many people know about Mr. Smith.
Yeah, please. This is like.
Not many episodes. You never saw
there's
Mr. Smith.
He's the mysterious one ass character.
You never saw Mr. Smith. I think there were maybe some letters passed back and forth.
This is the most
maybe an intercom exchange.
There's probably one intercom mistake.
What's Mr. Smith's relationship to this show?
He lives in the boarding house.
He lives in Sunset Arms.
But you never see him. You never see him.
But I think the insinuation was that he's a spy. And he's
really?
Playing real low there.
Those are pretty harsh allegations. Right?
Dude, you're going to really call him out like that? That's very...
That's fucked up.
That's very...
He's a mysterious guy.
Can I curse him?
What are your memories of Mr. Smith in some episodes? Just to help?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, just to... I need help right now.
He communicated with
Arnold. I don't know, man.
He for sure... Do you guys remember?
Yeah, no, there was some
letters. He communicated with Arnold, but it was like... I'm going to say... Letters like underneath the door,
absolutely.
Or maybe
shit. You're right.
Speaking through the intercom.
Yeah, no, that's all.
You
it was.
Never see the guy's face, and I thought like, what's
you know
going
what?
On
I'm going out on a limb here. Probably wasn't even his real name.
No way.
No,
I'm gonna guess.
I think Will's got it. I think Will's got it. Oh my fucking god! Here he is.
So he can curse on here.
Yeah,
his wiki is Mr. Smith character on Hey Arnold. That's him.
That's
it.
He wears a bowler.
It's a duster, dude.
Yeah.
There's a fucking duster.
No, the bowler episode.
There's a whole bowler episode.
You're right.
Yeah. Yep.
Wait,
he wears a duster.
No, it's a bowler episode.
He wears like a black fedora. He wears a tan duster,
that's
collar
it.
Up, briefcase in hand. He's faceless.
He could be Inspector
Gadget. He's like Slender Man on Nickelodeon.
Oh, shit, that's Inspector Gadget.
Oh, my God. Mr. Smith is a fictional character in the Hey Arnold TV series. Mr. Smith is a very private person. He has his meals sent up to his room, has his own bathroom, parentheses, for which he pays extra.
Really?
Episode door number 16, close parentheses.
Hmm.
And avoids virtually all contact with the others, including Arnold, who has to collect the rent through a vault hidden in the floor. Parentheses, quotation marks, Gerald comes over, end quotation marks, and parentheses, period. Okay, I don't know. Will, I don't know who the fuck this guy is.
You don't remember anything about
it. I do.
I remember a couple episodes.
I remember that episode.
Right. Yeah,
but this
he's
is
not
pretty.
In every episode.
This is pretty
but
in
like,
depth.
You know enough. He's there enough for you to be like, for as a kid, I remember thinking like, outside of watching the show, like, what the fuck's up with Mr. Smith?
I don't disagree with you.
Right?
That was a thing.
Right? Like they, it's just.
But
crazy.
do we have larger questions for this series? Because I know that when
so
it ended,
questions.
I was like.
You remember what happened at the end of the series?
No, please. If you do, walk me through it, because
I don't.
Arnold's parents,
also,
dude, are like explorers.
Bullshit.
Yeah, no, they were. They were the plane ride, remember?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember the plane. They were like international.
Can I throw this out?
What
here,
happened?
And you might call me a dumbass, because
I'm
not
dumbass.
Sure.
We already called you a dumbass.
Yeah, what a dumbass.
Was there a Hey Arnold movie?
Yes.
Yes.
Did you guys see it?
Yes.
Was it?
He explained his parents' situation.
Yes.
Did it really?
It was a little bit depressing.
Yeah.
I just said I saw that, and I don't remember it. Can you guys?
That's like, the one where he's imagining his.
It's parents. A four TV movie. It's not like a movie.
Well, I thought it came out in theaters.
No.
It did come out in theaters.
No,
did I think it did.
100%.
I remember the one on TV where he's imagining his parents flying in the plane.
Yeah, that is an episode. That's an episode.
Oh, okay. I think it's a movie.
No.
I thought it was a movie.
The movie is when like the big businessman like comes into town and thinks and like Arnold and his crew have to like fight back against like the man.
Yeah,
and,
but
like,
they lost because in real life gentrification in Brooklyn actually happened.
Are you sure? It did.
Yes,
and that's what we're looking at.
No,
today.
It actually happened. Go to Brooklyn.
It could have been in Queens though. There's another PS-118.
Which is another question.
Yeah,
where in Brooklyn? I mean, we spoke about this before. Like, where in New York City do they actually live? But like, where is there a boarding house these days?
What is a boarding house? I don't even know what a boarding house is.
I said it a few minutes ago.
Yeah, you did.
I'm not sure what a boarding house is.
I'm not quite sure either. Is that sort of like a hostel?
Now, what...
Long-term.
What do they... Like, what are the houses that, like, recovering drug addicts go to? Is that a halfway house?
Yes.
What is it?
That is not what what's it halfway Arnold was between? Living in.
No, I'm just...
Do we know that?
The definitions.
No.
Correct here.
By definition,
we don't know what
we
any
don't
of the,
know that.
We don't know what any of the houses are.
No.
All right.
I'm just curious. I feel like this series
like
left
a,
us right, with
maybe,
so many questions.
So many.
That are left unanswered.
Like what?
Per character, almost.
So
what is your knowledge on, like, Mr. Wee, right? Or
Mr.
Is it
Wing.
I'm sorry,
Wing.
Mr. Wing.
Oh, he's...
Well,
Mr. Wee U.
He's good from Nam.
He's from Nam, right? He was a great country singer.
Left his daughter behind.
Yeah,
great country
singer.
Yes, he...
And, the
Mr. Wynn.
Great,
Wynn.
The great Wynn. 90s country star, Randy Jackson, voiced his country song on that episode.
Really?
No, I'm serious.
No
Randy
way.
Jackson sang like the fake songs on that episode.
Was that before or after you got him to sign your samurai sword?
That was that
oh
was Black
God.
Randy Jackson from there's two Randy Jacksons. That was
well,
Randy
that's
Jackson
just not true.
From the that's true.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Prove it.
Here it is.
This is Mr. Wynn.
Yeah.
You can send me all the riches in the
world. You can tell me
oh my God, you're right. So I feel like a lot of these characters have like capsule episodes.
Yeah.
Right?
Everybody had their own episode.
All the bits
who produced it? This
even
show,
like Ron,
this
you
show,
remember
that's
Rhonda?
Kind of like brilliant.
Yes, of course.
Rhonda had an episode. Chocolate Boy had an episode. The dude who went crazy had an episode.
The dude who went crazy.
I don't know his name.
Well, Eugene had
the
an episode.
The dude who went crazy.
Stinky had an
I feel
episode.
Like Abner had episodes.
Abner definitely
Torvald
had
episodes. Torvald had episodes.
Tell me who that is?
Torvald was the fourth.
Was that you or your phone?
Torvald was this big dude who was, like, on their team when they... There's one episode where it's like fifth graders versus fourth graders.
Yeah.
It's called Wolfgang.
Oh, man.
Wolfgang versus
Wolfgang.
Yeah.
Yes.
There were a couple of...
Okay.
Torvald played
like
who
was
Torvald? Football episode.
Yeah,
the football episodes were great.
All right,
who
now,
was Torvald compared
Torvald
to?
Torvald was like the big like Scandinavian guy.
But how is he different than Wolfgang?
Wolfgang was fifth grade.
Fifth grade
Torvald
yeah.
was fourth
Wolfgang
grade.
Had like a legitimate
pig nose.
Pig nose.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Now,
it was pursed.
Now let's talk about your. I almost want to say it could be compared to like. A frat hazing some
yeah it was
dudes.
Yeah
and
go
totally
on
was. And
fourth
they had
graders.
They had like a hidden base under a dump a fucking
yeah.
trash dump pile
mm-hmm.
thing right what was going on there
I was graduating
no, it was,
yeah
it was
fourth
like
grade.
Fourth graders
oh so
six,
it was like it
what
was
happening
like
what was happening
confused.
Yeah absolutely
hey Arnold
that was a good ass episode
initiation
you should have well, a Dazed and Confused episode just throwing that out
is
there.
That what was happening.
Yeah.
Dude, no, but
so
what were they like? What were they trying to do to the younger kids?
Throw them in garbage cans.
Yeah, throw them in garbage cans.
Garbage cans.
That was the idea.
Yeah.
Behind the entire episode.
Yes. So they were chasing down the fourth graders.
Was this a Torvald Wolfgang thing?
No, I don't think Torvald was in that episode.
Torvald's the football one.
Wolfgang was definitely in that episode. And they were chasing down the fourth graders trying to, like...
Right, so there was, like,
swirlies in garbage cans.
Essentially, like, an underground underground hideout kind of thing in the fucking trash dump.
Yeah,
and all the fourth graders. It was like a faux hospital.
It was like a meeting of the minds
underneath, and they it was kind of like a Dazed and Confused meets World War II resistance kind of episode.
Yeah, no, I think you hit it on the nose.
I think I did.
You did.
For all the episodes we mentioned, like it's just really good writing for a quote-unquote, like, really children's television show.
Was, no, well, we did watch that, and we're like, what the
heck? Do you guys remember?
Yeah, totally. I was like,
there were still adult elements in cartoons in the 90s. If you look at big cartoons today, which I don't look at often, but, like...
I don't. What are cartoons today?
I don't know.
Do you remember the Curly episode where... Curly was the dude with the bowl cut.
You gotta remind me. Curly is.
Curly's the dude with the crazy dude with. He was literally a psychopath with a bowl cut.
With him.
Was he the guy that would breathe behind Helga?
No, that's Stinky.
No, Stinky is tall guy.
If you pull up Curly literally would like go crazy. Right, there was one episode where it was like 12 angry men. Where everybody
oh
was.
Oh my god.
Man.
No, I know that like,
episode. There's a 12 Angry Men reference?
Yes. The whole episode.
What?
They're trying to convict Curly, and there's a whole. There's a jury.
Are you pulling it up?
Yeah, that's Curly.
How is that not the guy that.
No, that's not the guy that. You're close.
See, this guy, he's like a fucking Rambo character.
He's a psychopath.
He's a Rambo. There you go.
Yeah.
So.
He loves that, Rhonda.
Are you sure that.
And that's
Rhonda.
There you go. Boom.
You're Curly, thinking about, okay, you're so, not Stinky. Oh, or no, not
no, no,
Stinky.
No. Curly.
Who's the one that.
Corey, can I see that?
Yes.
Curly has a bowl cut.
Yeah.
Dark, jet black.
He's a psychopath.
A vomit, a baby shit relish green t shirt.
And Eugene shaved down my pencil. And Eugene!
Oh my god, it's this guy. Oh my god, it's this guy. I just got it.
Now,
he's like blaming
glasses.
What about,
you can't see his eyes, but the glasses are there.
And
he has this cackling laugh. Like,
that guy's a major character.
We haven't mentioned Sid yet.
Oh, not even
germaphobe Sid?
Beetle boots. The dude has beetle boots.
He wears beetle boots. He was a leather jacket.
Sid was a cool cat, man.
Sid was a cool cat.
Lame parts, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, I love
total lame parts.
The episode where he's a germaphobe.
Yeah.
And I can't get him to come out of the house. That's fucking great. Because they need him. He was the best Frogger in the fucking city.
Frogger?
Frog catcher. They had a frog catching competition. And he became a germaphobe. Do you remember this?
I love that we all know episodes that
nobody else
No one else fucking knows.
There was a frog catching competition.
Oh, yeah.
And Sid was the shit. And all of a sudden, Sid figures out. Like, Sid realizes there's germs everywhere and becomes a germaphobe. Can't get him out of his room. And the frog catching competition is like tomorrow.
Oh my god.
Dude, we need you for this shit. He won't come out of his room. He's probably got like a medical mask on, a surgical mask.
No shit.
Right? Yeah. So then,
Is this like his capsule, or is this like? I mean, because this series like did that shit. Like, I'm
no.
Just
this
curious.
Was his like
one of
for
probably
whatever.
Probably
yeah. In this episode,
yeah,
like,
I would imagine.
Somehow,
seriously,
he figured out.
If I don't know this, like,
you know, he had.
Yeah. So then, but then they get him out of it, and they probably win the frog catching competition, and they show him like.
Spoil it.
They show him jumping in the swamp. getting all dirty. All dirty. And that brings me to my next question. What was the turtle's name that they fucking freed from the zoo?
Oh,
from
goodness.
The aquarium.
Jesus
Old something.
H. Christ.
Old something.
Old Yeller?
I don't know the answer.
Take that up.
So
the,
look that shit
the
up.
Breather?
Yeah,
wouldn't have guessed
What's
it?
His name?
Who's the breather?
Who's the breather behind Helga?
Brady.
Oh my god.
And he always gets his. That dude.
Dude, the episode.
His parents. That kid's parents must spend so much on new glasses.
Dude, the episode where they go to hell. The train goes to hell.
They're probably just like, dude, yes.
Every fucking day.
No, the episode where.
Do
the
less.
Goes,
wait, what are you talking about?
The train goes to the sulfur mine, but they think it goes to hell. Like, it's a haunted train that's like number 13. Down around. It's like a straight up.
Yes.
Like, and they're like,
it's a train episode.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
It takes place
on
the platform.
Straight up.
Yeah. Right.
Wait, do you remember when the train got stopped?
Yeah, that's
Wait,
the same
yes.
episode.
Wait, and it's big, wide, open
spaces.
Spaces. That's the same episode.
Open,
they're like going to hell
open
on that
spaces.
Train.
Yeah. Just rocking back and forth. Immediately do
the
it.
Turtle?
No, I was going to say,
go on.
Let's all hold hands
here on the subway, because we've been stuck in the dark for way too long.
And fucking Harold's there. Harold's rationing chocolate through the whole goddamn thing.
All right, so you want to know the turtle's name?
Does it start with a T? Who are we talking about again?
The turtle that grandma... That he had graffiti on his shell.
By the way, grandma certified black belt.
Gertie, yes. Is her name Gertie?
Do you remember the Mr. Miyagi episode where she had... Arnold gets like...
She did like a latch on, latch off.
Back of the bus. Back of the bus,
yeah. And has his like subway token or something like that. Like the guy's holding it and he... Arnold has to grab it.
See, dude, now I'm thinking...
Well, hold on.
What? No.
How many movie references...
No, I don't know this.
Oh, my God.
Well, hold on.
I'm not too many episodes.
Turtle first.
This is why this is good. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Turtle's name was Lockjaw.
Lockjaw!
Fuck. And that was... But now I'm thinking...
There are so many movie references.
Like, you guys have been thinking about the subway. I'm like, is it almost a fucking...
Bellum?
Bellum 1, 2, 3.
No, that was afterwards.
That is like not
it. It wasn't, but I'm like, was it almost a Warriors reference?
Could be.
Like, there's so much.
Subway.
Well, hold on. There's probably so many.
The grandma Miyagi episode was the one where Arnold gets jumped on the bus,
right?
And has to like grab the token or whatever it was from the guy's hand.
And then she's sitting there in pretzel style.
But like, actually,
she's like,
you can catch
it.
I said before, the pigeon roof episode reminds me of the producers.
She's so fucking annoying.
Right.
There are definitely a ton of movie references definitely. There that you would never get. You would never get as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
No, absolutely not.
We're gonna have to watch it.
There are definitely some Warriors episode, some references.
There's gotta be Warriors. Yeah.
What is a Warrior?
Jesus
fucking good.
Come on and play.
Play! We're grabbing another beer.
Can we play a soundbite for Dan?
Breast milk. More on the other side of this break. Killer tofu. I'm just gonna like edit this in at some point, but I just want to let it be known you're listening to classic '90s parents being phenomenal hosts to really undeserving
degenerate
children right now, just passing around a round of fireball shots because they love us so apparently.
Because you're staying overnight.
Yep, that's what's happening.
Thank
also
you.
That. Woo. Yeah.
Really
cementing that.
Yeah. Now, wait, Danny should explain.
I wish James was here.
His father to do a shot of Fireball is like a huge thing.
My dad doesn't do shots.
Well,
no.
Ladies and gentlemen of Killer
Tofu. Bottle top!
Oh, Jesus, Dan.
You spill it?
Just a little bit, just to see how it feels. Thanks, gang.
Okay.
All right, well,
thank you.
Cheers.
Right.
Cheers.
Thanks for having us.
Anytime.
Thanks for having us.
Keep the bottle.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I want it.
I'll clean it up. I'm sorry.
I'll get some.
Oh, man. Stop it.
And we're live.
Yeah, and we're back.
You don't mean it. I spilled half my shot on the table.
That's a couch.
Fuck your couch.
Watch your language.
You don't
language.
Mean it.
There are parents around.
Mom? Frick yo couch.
Mom, you didn't take the shot.
Huh? You know me. I take it two little sips.
Okay. Ooh. As many sips as it takes.
Anywho.
Do you have any comments on your son growing up in the 90s right now? Like, what comes to mind? I'm talking like gut reaction. Like, anything.
You don't need to comment.
You could, though.
Children growing up in the 90s.
That's a whole episode itself.
Yes.
Time. Yes, 90s were great times.
The last great decade.
Yeah.
Not that I knew any of them before that, but
that's what I live on.
Bad boys.
The last
inner circle.
The last great decade.
I do believe CNN has used that phrase to describe the 90s. Because they have a show about the 90s. The last great decade.
They do. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that either.
Is that CNN? If
they have an 80s, they have an 80s.
It's so good.
So good.
And a 70s one.
The 90s one is called The Last Great Decade.
I mainly watch them in airports, so.
The 80s one is the second last great decade, I believe.
For fuck's sake.
Wait, I'm starting to mix up South Park and Helga. Is there not an episode where Helga fights somebody?
Helga definitely fights somebody. Helga definitely beats the shit out of a couple people.
Well, as Graham so correctly pointed out, we haven't touched upon the shrine.
The bubblegum shrine.
That bitch
the
is bubble running around trying shrine. To get hair, socks, all kinds of shit.
What happened there?
DNA. Like, you know, I think they only show it in one episode.
I think so.
It's got to be more than that.
I don't know.
That's like a recurring. Yeah. That's why I'm like, why?
We're really trying to get into the depths,
but it's a recurring.
I think she's got a locket too.
There is an episode where she gets his hat.
She has a locket with
She gets his hat, and she's like, bink, and it's like, done. Yeah, like, the shrine is done.
And then the shrine might get destroyed.
Oh, shit.
The maid or someone cleans after her.
Yeah.
Her mom on... Perks or whatever she's on.
Xanax.
She's
definitely on Xanax.
There's, there. I'm not. Well, whatever. You're not a doctor.
This podcast episode is sponsored by Xanax, specifically
Pfizer.
Pfizer and massive amounts of Xanax.
That's
a major theme throughout this entire series. Just gotta say.
Yeah, her mom's fucked. Oh,
what's her mom's deal?
House mom.
She's awful depressed.
Awful house kids. Mom? Awful husband.
Yeah, house man.
Beepers, you know? No money. Beepers.
I'm sure you can in that neighborhood.
Did we ever get a Phoebe capsule?
We did. What's
we
your deal?
About Ruth
I
yet?
Don't know her deal.
No, we're on Phoebe.
Ruth
the big bitch.
Ruth.
Wait, no. Oh no, I thought who's Arnold's love interest?
Ruth
with the pigtails.
Ruth.
Thank you.
Arnold loves Ruth.
There's Ruth has like the freckles. She's got the pigtails, brunette/redhead.
Arnold loves strawberry. Helga loves Arnold.
Strawberry blonde. Thank you, Corey.
But Ruth isn't in many episodes.
She's in enough. Enough.
I'd say eight.
She's skinny?
8+.
Mm-hmm.
You call her eight plus out of 10? Or?
Eight plus out of 10.
She's a 9, 9.5.
Yeah, so that's the thing. There's plenty of love episodes
there's so many characters.
I know.
So many fucking characters.
I'm sure there's somebody we haven't mentioned.
That's why there's capsule episodes, because they're like, fuck, we can't just keep doing these general ass fucks.
Torvald
like,
gets an episode.
Does he really?
I still don't know.
Hold on, we've mentioned him too many times, and I'm still not sure who this is.
Yeah.
Who is this?
The football episode. Corey pulled a picture.
Yeah.
That's Wolfgang to me, though. I only think.
No.
Who's.
Torvald is. Their age.
He's right? the Wait. Oversized fourth
Speaking
grader.
Of the name Wolfgang.
Go on.
Amadeus.
Is there not a celebrity chef at some point in this series?
No, it's what? Wolfgang Puck.
No, but that's why it reminded me of it.
Are you high?
There's no like famous chef that plays
Probably.
Maybe not. Maybe not. Now I'm probably thinking of Futurama. I don't know, dude.
Celebrity-wise, I'm not entirely sure.
What about...
Michael. Where are you going with this?
Now I'm thinking of
Mozart.
I saw your face and wow.
Let's go there.
I nearly had a cow.
I like that episode.
That's like a Ricky Martin.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, I saw your face.
Okay.
And wow.
No.
Dan,
what is
what?
Dan, pull the video up.
Somebody besides Graham,
do
some
like,
goddamn
looks
research
like one
on
of
this
the kids,
episode.
He looks like one of the kids from. Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. He looks like a
Would you
bro.
Say he looks like
He's
a Bash
bro.
Brother?
He's a Bash bro.
Definitely a Bash bro.
What is I Saw Your Face in WoW?
Alright, Dan, pull the clip up and play it on the microphone.
Please.
I saw your face in WoW! That's like a concert they'd love.
I nearly had a cow.
I nearly had a cow.
Yeah, this dude,
I would love to know what in the living fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, they meet him. He's in a limo. He's like a Ricky
they
Martin
meet who?
Character. What?
They meet who?
The guy who, dude who sings this popular song.
I feel like we got off the Dino Spumoni train real quick.
I'm ready to get back on Dino Spumoni anytime.
He has plenty of capsules.
Dino Spumoni is the Frank Sinatra. Right?
Yeah, of course.
Nikki Kaline is... Here we go.
What is
this? Is it a remix?
This is OG.
what is the relevance of what we're listening
they
to?
They like Helga the, loves yeah, Helga this loves. Band, and okay. they go to the concert,
they
and they
meet
like
the guy.
They yeah, they swoon over this dude, yeah. and he just ends up being a doucher.
Yeah, he's a doucher.
I'm so they meet him.
I think somebody rides a limo with him, and they're like, "Wow, this dude's lame as shit."
Yeah, have we crossed that bridge where Helga's life sucks? Or
yeah,
we spoke about that before. It's really just.
Her life sucks.
Olga, like...
I mean, they won't even buy her a pair of tweezers to get rid of that fucking unibrow.
That's
you know?
A hard
yeah.
uni.
Yeah, it doesn't even cost much. You go to Harmon's or something.
Have we missed anybody that, like, lives in the house? Have we missed any, like, Ernie? Integral character
Ernie.
Right
we,
now?
We didn't really speak about Ernie.
We haven't talked about, really, how Grandpa saves the day fucking all the time.
No, Grandma saves
the day. Well, no, yeah, but Grandpa's... He gives...
Grandma's a literal
ninja. He teaches
ninja.
Lessons. He yep. teaches lessons.
Dude, the pack.
And grandma is, like, certifiably insane. certifiably, that's a word.
nah, I was on board.
Certifiably, like, fucking insane.
Yeah.
And when grandpa can't do shit, she's swooping in on, like, a hang glider or something.
They're
like,
the best
saving
team.
The day.
They're the
they
best
really
team.
Are. And they're okay, they're... like, but my grandpa knows what's going on. Grandma
yeah,
never knows
dope.
What's going on. But at the end of the episode, it turns out she did because she fucking saved
there's
the
a moral.
You know?
That's what's so beautiful about this series. There's always a moral at the end of the episode.
There is.
It's neat.
There really is.
But it's cool.
Yeah, it's
but it's cool.
Tied up and folded in a pretty
it's not like fucking Doug.
Nah,
fuck yeah, which, let's not get into Doug. Oh. Sold out to Disney. I don't want to talk about that.
They
is that
did!
True?
You're right!
Is that true?
Fuck, you're right!
I don't know
they
about
did.
That.
Yeah.
There was
don't,
a second...
don't watch those episodes. You
no, there's a second generation of Doug
yeah,
that is...
Bad.
It's literally Disney, right?
It's Disney, yeah.
Yeah.
They sold
the
fuck
man.
Out.
Like 3D
yeah.
and
yeah. yeah.
4G. Nah.
There was a movie.
They went on Moonlight then.
3G, 4G.
Yeah.
Did we talk? Did we tackle?
Let's talk about Abner, though.
Yeah, let's talk about the pig.
They grease up the pig and chase him around.
Is that it? Have we talked about Abner though?
Abner is always running out the door in the intro.
Yes, that's
right?
true.
Yeah, that's
always
is that a fact?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Have we talked about Rhonda?
Okay, I you know
can
like,
we play the intro song for the
what I want to do. I'm not going to play the if you should you should know the intro to this.
But
show.
You
want to
play the outro.
I want to play
yeah,
the outro.
Please.
And we're gonna end on that.
Oh, we're
because,
gonna end
yeah, we're gonna end
we're
on that.
Outro
I'm not
outro,
really ready to end.
Right?
I got like 80 episodes.
Yeah, well,
ending theme. And when you listen back to the beginning of the shit, you're gonna know how goddamn mo-effin' accurate I was on this.
Mo-effin'.
Anybody else have any closing
Muffin.
Thoughts to this?
Thanks for having me, Graham.
Let her rip. Yeah, I appreciate it.
At this rate, it's only 9:15. We might be recording another episode later.
I think
tonight,
we got another
so.
Episode under our belt. So.
So,
I gotta plug them.
In so facto.
It was good talking to you guys.
Pray to God we don't have an ad right now.
Pray to God don't have an ad.
Don't drop that shit. This is it.
Whoa, that's good.
You know it. Here it is.
The little bell thing going on.
Oh!
Ooh.
Ooh. 3:11.
That makes sense. Fish and Travis.
For all of us here at Killer Tofu, thanks for putting up with our significant bullshit.
Five beers deep.
Hard reference.
That nobody will ever get.